Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, and welcome to the program. This is Pastor John Edmiston, and we have a fascinating topic for you today. It's how we go wrong in our spiritual judgments of life. Your body, soul, and spirit, and your spirit helps you to perceive life correctly. And we're going to have a look today at a really spooky topic of deceiving spirits and spirits that get into our head and make us do dumb stuff. Have you ever seen someone that goes from dumb mistake to dumb mistake, never can get anything right? It's because the human spirit within them is just seeing life so wrong. It doesn't matter. They go right is wrong and wrong is right and upside down. And we're going to talk about that today. It's a real thing that can mess up people's lives when they make wrong judgment after wrong judgment, can't understand Jesus, God, the world, relationships, or anything. And that is because the human spirit within them that you're given at birth that makes you a living human being has been totally messed up. And this is going to be a fascinating topic as we go into the book, Biblical EQ, which you can find at biblicaleq.com. But before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, this is your word. This is your truth. Give us understanding of ourselves and our composition as human beings and how you minister to us and how you deliver us out of darkness into the light. We pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Okay, we'll go to page 94 of the book Biblical EQ, which you can find at biblicaleq.com, and we'll be working through from there. This is a fairly solid book, but it tackles some pretty deep topics that pastors don't often get around to tackling. So I'm going to put it in this radio program so you can be well informed about your spiritual nature. So the Bible tells us that in the end of the age, deceiving spirits will come and that people will simply be unable to tell the Antichrist from the Christ. They won't know up from down. And we're going to have a look at what happens. And before that, we'll tell you how we're made up. We're made up of the body, and the body relates to the world and to the physical environment. You use it to swing an axe or play football or whatever, and it relates to the physical environment around you and the appetites of that physical environment and necessities of it. You have a soul. The soul relates to other people, animals, and the soulish realm of arts and entertainment, and it's where you fall in love and do all the rest. And your soul is a very precious thing. Both God and the devil are after your soul, but your soul has something deeper under it, and that's called your spirit. The spirit is the deep eternal part of you that is either dead or alive. It exists in two states. It's either quickened or it's dead. And the spirit is not something that is clearly understood. The human spirit communicates with the Holy Spirit. So you have the Holy Spirit within you if you're a born-again, Bible-believing believer. You have the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit has to get through to your human spirit, and your human spirit speaks to your mind speaks to your soul, and so on and so forth. So the communication between your spirit and your human spirit and God's spirit is essential for you to know the things that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the mind of man, but God has revealed them to us through his spirit. So the spirit of God comes into us, speaks to us, the spirit of man makes us spiritually awake and alive. So we can understand the Bible, so we can interpret Scripture, so we can worship Jesus Christ and Lord and Savior. And along the way, so we can be obedient to God, so we can have the wisdom of God, so we can have the wisdom, sanctification, and redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that our spiritual eyes and ears can be opened, so we can have the wisdom of God in the midst of this earthly life. Now, if that communication is messed up, if the communication between God's Holy Spirit and your human spirit is messed up, then the Christian will have a life that is really crazy. It clatters from this way to that way. They fall into conspiracy theories. They get into cults. They make very poor judgments in their relationships, the work in their life. And we are messed up in every way unless we have a good connection between God's Holy Spirit and our human spirit. And sometimes people are emotionally damaged. Sometimes they have unbelief in their heart. Sometimes they have stinking thinking that gets in the way of that communication between Jesus in them and themselves in their own inner world. And so Jesus is not fully grasped and fully comprehended. So let's just explore that topic a bit more right now. So what's the first thing that happens when the human spirit is damaged and not working? So the first thing is the inability to perceive the obvious. And we see this with the Pharisees. They were religious, but they couldn't figure out that Jesus was the Messiah. They didn't know the signs of the times, and they thought that good was evil and evil was good. They said that Jesus was the son of the devil. They couldn't get anything right spiritually. And here's a passage from Acts 28, 25 to 28, when Paul rebukes the Jewish unbelievers. He says, "The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, 'Go to this people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive, for the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it.'" And so he's saying here that the Jewish people, and this was in Rome, the Jews of Rome were unreceptive to God. They had been spiritually messed up in some way, so they were unable to hear the gospel. And in Romans 11, verse 8, it says, "Just as it is written, God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear to this very day." And he's talking about the Jewish people in Rome, who he's writing to. Same audience. These people had put their fingers in their ears, they'd closed their eyes, they would not hear the gospel under any circumstances whatsoever. They were stubborn and hard-hearted. And when our spirit is messed up, people cannot see obvious spiritual truth. The next thing we find, and this is a warning repeated over and over again in the New Testament, is the people who's spiritually messed up pay attention to deceptive spirits. And deceiving spirits are all around us. We see them in the New Age, the occult, some political areas, and this and that. We see people being led astray all the time by evil spirits, the spirit of the world, the spirit of greed, the love of money, and many other things. So let's have a look at it, particularly in relevance to the end times. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared as with a hot iron." So there are deceiving spirits out there. There are doctrines of demons. The demons are trying to get inside your head and teach you wrong things. They instruct you in the ways of unrighteousness instead of the ways of righteousness. We see that in some philosophers like Friedrich Nietzsche, who founded this philosophy called nihilism, no such thing as right and wrong, all that, and Ayn Rand and some other philosophers who are all about power and despising people and all the rest. Their philosophy is the opposite of Christian compassion and love. So these are deceiving spirits, and they've deceived many people in high places in our culture. And people are running around after Ouija boards. They're getting false prophecies and all the rest. I do believe that there is true prophecy, but there's a lot of junk out there coming from all sorts of evil sources. Let's have a look. There's even a false Jesus and a false Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, as Paul teaches about false apostles. "For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." He's being sarcastic. He's saying to these Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians, he's saying, you have accepted, you have gone astray because you've taken a different gospel, a different Jesus, and a different Holy Spirit. There are imitations out there. There are scams out there. There are spiritual scams out there where people preach a Jesus that's always accepting and always nice and never rebukes anybody, and that Jesus never rebukes immorality or dishonesty or anything like that, and you can do what you want. That is not the Jesus of Scripture. The Jesus of Scripture has commandments. The Holy Spirit in Scripture is holy and does not put up with sexual immorality. And the gospel of Jesus Christ requires faithful obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. If that's thrown out the window, then the gospel is thrown out the window. And talk about deception. Jesus warned us about it, and he warns us about it extensively in the book of Matthew in chapter 24, Matthew 24. Here are some extracts from what Jesus said. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved." So we find out that spiritual deception is everywhere. It's everywhere these days. And we have to be in right relationship with Jesus, right relationship with the Bible, and ask the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom from God to avoid it. Otherwise, we can be ensnared in the snares of this age and all the traps of the devil and of demons. The next thing that happens when people's human spirit is messed up is they become hyper-religious. When they have an experience, they go, there's a term for it, it's called spiritual inflation. They become big-headed. They become obnoxious. They become clamorant and loud, and they're always preaching the gospel in your face, and you think, there's something wrong with this. This person is no longer a normal human being. They appear to be Christian, but in fact, they're denying the gospel by being loud and rude and terrible and invasive, and they're just a horrible person to be around because they're in a form of spiritual deception and big-headedness and arrogance and I'm better than you and I know everything and I fall for conspiracy theories, etc. And let's have a look at this in Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. "Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God." And it talks about people who are obsessed with dreams and visions. And these people are unstable. They're taking delight in false humility, worship of angels, spiritual experiences. But when you deal with them as a human being, you wouldn't want them for a next-door neighbor. They're out of tune. And their human spirit is out of tune. It's had experience of God, but it can't cope with it. Another verse here, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. "But I will come to you shortly if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." So we have people who are puffed up. That's why we call it spiritual inflation, because they're puffed up. They're big-headed. They're inflated in their own spiritual egos. And they are just difficult human beings. And we need to be careful. We need to talk to those people and say, "I think you need to walk in peace. I think you need to walk in love. You're out of tune. The tone of your life is wrong." And we need to pastorally counsel them into wisdom. And the next thing, and this will be the last one, we're running out of time here, is people who are spiritually enslaved by rules and regulations. They get very legalistic, they get saved, and they bang everyone over the head with the Bible. And so we are not drawn into legalism. We are not drawn into the foolishness of rules and regulations. And the whole of Galatians is about that. We'll talk more about that one later. I've run out of time. This is a fascinating topic. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.